B-Pod Studios.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Checkpoint Daily. The E3 coverage rolls on as we talk about the final day of keynotes, where we'll be talking about last night's Capcom keynote as well as today's Nintendo Direct. So strap in, stick around, and the final day of E3 is coming up on Checkpoint Daily.
The latest esports and gaming news, Checkpoint XP Daily has got you covered. Find it online at checkpointxp.com. Get in the game with your hosts, Norris, Callie, and Chad.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Your host Norris Howard here, joined alongside Chad Callahan to my left as usual. What's up, Chad?
Oh, you know, just working.
That seems to be, yes, what we're doing.
It's one of those days where it's like, you know, E3's been going on, and like, I don't want to say I was keeping it easy, but it was mostly focused on that. Now I'm actually doing my real work.
Yeah. Back to the real world.
I will say it is going to be a little weird now actually having the, you know, the rigmarole of everyday life back with us. Callie Scales is across from me, as usual.
Nintendo. That's all I can say.
Nintendo's. So, you know, one thing I will say is that this was a show, I suppose.
Talking about E3 in general?
Yeah.
You're correct. Yeah, it was a show.
We will get more in depth into our feelings of the total E3 show on tomorrow's episode.
Yeah, we decided to take 24 hours to process and make sure that we're not speaking out of hurt or raw emotion.
And do not forget that tomorrow will be streamed live, twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Make sure you guys come over. It'll be 2 p.m. Eastern time, so make sure you guys slide over to the Twitch chat for that. We're going to be talking all about E3 with you guys and giving our final feelings on the show. But without further ado, here's what happened in the world of E3.
All right, so Norris, do you want to start with Capcom or Nintendo?
I don't want to start with Capcom, but we're going to.
Okay, so we're going to get Capcom
out of
the way.
Let's talk about this farce of a stream.
So I guess we'll hit on the good first. Ace Attorney.
All right.
And we're done.
You know what? Ace Attorney looks real good.
Yeah, Ace Attorney. This is obviously a property that we've known about for a long time because typically that it's Japan only when they do this setting. We're finally getting a release of it over here in North America, which is pretty cool. Herlock Sholmes is on the way.
Yes.
Pretty excited about that.
This is a throwback. This is a prequel to the Ace Attorney games that you know, featuring Phoenix Wright. This is one of his ancestors that is in London for some reason.
Yep.
And is a defense attorney in London. And so
I'm sure we will get lots more of happy and not problematic renditions of people that are littered among the Phoenix Wright series. I love the Phoenix Wright games. I think they're a ton of fun. I'm excited to play this one. And that's about all good I have to say about Capcom.
Here's the thing. Capcom told you exactly what they were going to deliver, and they did. And everyone's all butthurt about it?
No, it's not that I'm butthurt. It's the fact that Capcom, we know you have shit in the pocket, and this is my problem. I don't care what you say, this is what we're going to be talking about in the keynote. Everybody knows that in E3, you always have a few things that you should probably share that you didn't initially talk about in the press releases. That's whatever. But the reason why I feel so burned by Capcom is the fact that you have a lot. First of all, it's a new console generation. Everything you talked about is current. Well, we can't even say current gen anymore. Last gen. Everything you talked about was last gen. There was no roadmap for what you're going to be doing in the future in terms of what games you're actually going to develop for the new consoles. We have no idea if you're going to be reviving any new IPs, reviving old franchises. There was nothing. Every game they talked about outside of Ace Attorney was a game that is either already out or is on the verge of release within the next couple of weeks. I'm sorry. That is a piss-poor E3. It's poor.
Here's the thing that I'm going to overall say about it. I feel like a lot of these showcases were E3 going, hey, just give us something. And then Capcom's like, here. Here's what we got.
But you know what? If the ESA comes to you and say, hey, just give us something, it's your obligation, in my opion, as a publisher to say, you know what? We really don't have that much to show off. So what we're going to do is, for the Phoenix Wright stuff, we'll glom on to the Nintendo Direct.
Yeah.
For, you know, maybe some Street Fighter stuff, we glom on to the Sony thing. There is no Sony thing, but you get my point.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that if you don't have enough, I mean, I feel the same way about Square Enix to a certain extent. Like, what they announced what? Yeah. One new game? Two.
Two.
Because they have Babylon's Fall.
Yeah, Babylon's Fall.
You have two new games, a bunch of DLC, a pixel remaster of the games that everybody's played 1,000 fucking times.
All three games.
Whatever. And what's the third one?
Galaxy, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh yeah, Final yeah, 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 yeah. Thing. See, oh. even Guardians was, first of all, didn't need to be that long.
No.
To me, if the justification for your stream was Guardians, that shit didn't need to be that long to begin with. So the more I'm looking at it, the more I'm like, listen, I understand this is a unique time, and that, you know, a lot of game developers are working from home still and doing this, doing that, and the third. But I'll just say this. Ubisoft put out all their games on time last year. Square Enix put out all their games on time last year. So many developers put out all their shit on time, had new shit drop in, stuff that was in development that didn't fall off track. Soken sat there and did the soundtrack for an entire patch while he was in the hospital with cancer. And during COVID.
Yeah, listen, and there was a grace period, right? Because at the beginning of
COVID... You got 8 months!
Everyone understood. And to be fair, 14 was delayed. Its patch cycle didn't fall behind. And yeah. It's still behind now. That's why Endwalker's coming out in the fall instead of
the end of summer.
The summer. It's just everything has shifted 3 months down the line. But yeah, I listen, we'll talk about it more tomorrow, obviously, with E3. But this, to me, really... felt like a conference. I wrote an article about it. It's out on the website. This was a meeting that should have been an email.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about, like, when you get off a work meeting, you're like, that could have been an email. That's how I feel about E3.
But not just about E3, but about the Capcom one in particular, which found a way to somehow be worse than Square Enix.
Yeah.
Because at least Square Enix showed off a new game that's an IP that never got a game before, that actually looks halfway decent. And listen, outside of, you know what I'm saying, Zara T-shirt man.
Angry man yells at chaos.
Yeah, I mean, did the game look fine? Yeah. So, I mean, to me, I just think Capcom had a unique opportunity. I mean, you could have announced Bayonetta. You could have announced Rival Schools. You could have announced the next Street Fighter. You could have announced the next Mega Man. You could have announced there were so many avenues you could have took. You could have gave us a preview of the Netflix show. You could have did so much shit, and instead you gave us 8 minutes of Monster Hunter. By the way, a game that you have put in everybody else's stream already. So what the fuck was the point?
Yep.
All right, get bent, Capcom.
All right, let's talk about someone who did really, really well on the other end of the spectrum. Nintendo.
Yeah, Nintendo.
I was pretty impressed. Talking about, there comes an expectation when you do E3 that you at least mention the things that people are looking forward to. Nintendo did it kind of
close not to, though.
They had us going for a moment, but they at least mentioned a little bit of everything you would have expected.
Well, yeah, and listen, good old Hindindu decided that, listen, if we don't have enough to show of it, we will at least let you know we're working on it.
Yes. So Metroid Prime 4.
Obviously the big one was Metroid Prime 4. Hey, they came out and said, listen, we're working on that. Clearly, it's going to be a minute. It's not where we wanted to be right now. We are working on this game. In the meantime, here's a 2D Metroid that you've been asking for 20 fucking years.
Which is kind of funny because it said Metroid Prime or Metroid 5.
It is Metroid 5, yeah.
Metroid 5. So it's just funny because you're like, Metroid Prime 4, Metroid 5. And it just messes with your head for a second.
It does.
Like, what?
So we've got Metroid Dread coming out this year.
fucking lit.
2D side scroller Metroid game. I'm geeked about it. I'm into it. It looks fun.
I'm in. This was my favorite announcement because we said on this show 2 days ago, or at least I said on this show 2 days ago, Nintendo, if you could announce a Super Metroid remake or a new 2D Metroid, and I will give you the W. I got to give them the W.
Yeah, you do. They kind of came through on that.
Because they came through on that, which was, that shit was a pipe dream. Nintendo don't make shit like that no more. No. And so they got a really, really out of nowhere big win from me with that announcement. Now, on top of that, they also announced a litany of other games that they have coming out for the Switch. They announced the new Mario Party stuff that's going to be coming out, the old boards.
A whole bunch of old mini games and boards coming back.
Let's be honest, though. Before I quickly do have to dip in a minute, but I really want to ask, do you care about the new DLC for Smash?
I do.
I don't, but I don't play Tekken.
I care from the extent that it continues to show that Smash is what it is, right? So yeah. I like that
a fighting game. It makes sense to put a fighting game.
No, but I like that, and I also like the concept of this is one more IP that comes under the umbrella to say like Sakurai can do what the fuck he wants.
Sub-Zero, when?
Yes,
exactly. Like at this point,
when am I getting Sub-Zero?
I don't know. I want something. Yeah, at this anything more.
Like what?
I don't know. There's like a
don't
bunch
be
of
one of those jackasses who still want Master Chief.
No,
you're
I want
never
a Dante.
Getting Master
I want a Dante.
Chief.
There was Bayonetta being thrown out. Wait, Bayonetta's
Dante.
Bayonetta's in it.
Bayonetta's already
in
there.
It, but I meant like they were talking about how Dante versus Bayonetta would have been sweet, and I was I'm here for that.
That'd be awesome.
So I was like that.
You're not gonna get Dante because Bayonetta's in it.
Why not? They're putting all the Tekken characters in it. Why not?
They put one Tekken character in it.
Yeah, so now you got two, and then they did kind of...
No, they put one Tekken character in it.
This is the first Tekken
character. Yes, right. Kazuya is just one.
Okay, sorry.
There's also Demon Kazuya.
Okay.
But,
no,
so it's one character.
It's one character.
Either way, I was hoping for more. A little disappointed, but...
Fair enough.
Anyways.
Whatever.
All right, how about Norse, Fatal Frame.
Good idea.
I tweeted it earlier. Listen, if you take a game that was Wii U exclusive and release it, that is tantamount to a new release game.
Yeah.
Like, no one has ever played it or heard of it.
No,
I thought it was a brand new game in the series, and I follow the Fatal Frame series, so like, it may as well be a brand new game.
Anything that came out on the Wii U is a new game.
Yeah.
But I like that. Also, we got that, I forgot the name of it, but there was some weird 2D, like, hand-drawn RPG that they were showing off that was pretty crazy. It almost looked like, was that Dragon's Crown?
Yeah, it was, are you killing me, Norse?
You know what I'm talking about, though. So that looked cool as Callie looks up that particular game. We also got a new WarioWare.
Yep. Shin Megami Tensei.
You got Shin Megami Tensei 5. Again, this was a really strong show from Nintendo. And then, obviously...
Cruising USA.
Cruising USA.
Yeah.
For those of you who may be too young to remember the iconic franchise of Cruising USA.
Oh yeah, so good. I missed those games. I'm so excited. Advance Wars is coming back.
Yep, remake of Advance Wars. Listen, we keep going down the list because these are all really good ideas and good games that are going to be coming out. And then obviously they closed the show with Zelda. Yep. Breath of the Wild 2 is on the way.
Once again, we don't have a ton to show of it yet.
But
it's next year, and we do have to talk about it, because if we don't say anything, people are going to wonder, why the hell didn't you talk about it?
Yep.
And I think Nintendo kind of gets it, right? Like, yeah, what did we get shown, ostensibly? Not much.
The same we got shown a year before Breath of the Wild came
out. We can't discern hardly anything from what we saw of it, but that said, it doesn't matter, because at least you acknowledged it, and you gave us a release window.
You told us
next year,
and you're Nintendo, and it's Zelda, so it probably will be holiday next year.
It'll probably either be holiday next year or March.
Yeah, if it's not Q1, mm-hmm. it'll be Q4.
Exactly. So overall, Nintendo, where are you at, and what game are you most looking forward to?
I give them an A-. I give them an A-. The only reason I give them an A- is because I do think that people are looking forward to some sort of Switch Pro announcement. I do think that the Switch does need a hardware bump.
Yep.
I'm not a big fan of the stopgap consoles, but the Switch costs $200 fucking dollars.
So yeah, whatever.
So yeah, whatever.
And mine's already got Joy-Con drift anyway,
exactly.
So I need to upgrade.
I need to get a new one anyway. So, you know, I think you should do that. And with the, here's what I want with the Pro. Callie, do you know the number one thing I want with the Pro besides the graphical bump and a fixed Joy-Con system?
Longer battery life.
Longer battery life, and I want Bluetooth in the fucking thing.
Oh, yeah, that'd be
the
nice.
Concept of it's 2021 and I have to physically connect anything to my game system.
Why can't I use my wireless headphones with this with a Switch?
Exactly.
Yeah, so you put
the Bluetooth in it, you give me longer battery life, you give me bumped up graphics. I'm okay with that. I'll rebuy it. They'll probably only charge you $250 for it. It will be what it will be.
So if they had announced Bayonetta 3 and Switch Pro,
it would have been one of the best Nintendo E3 conferences that they've ever done.
I would tell them that in 30 minutes they managed to beat Xbox and Bethesda.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't, though.
They didn't.
And they didn't beat Xbox and Bethesda. So I gave Xbox and Bethesda an A. I got to give them an A-. They did a really, really good job for a 30-minute presentation. And I've already heard the people complaining, no new Animal Crossing or Pokemon. Shut up.
Yeah, for real.
Are you kidding me?
You just, first of all, you've gotten a new Pokemon game every year that the Switch has been out.
Yeah.
Ostensibly.
There was a Pokemon Direct like a month ago.
Right. And
you're fine.
Animal Crossing was only the biggest game of like the pandemic.
Yeah.
And now, so,
like Square Enix, would it have made, like, you know, we said Square Enix, it would probably have made sense. Obviously, you don't have anything new to show for Endwalker, but should you have probably shown the trailer? Yeah, yes. Probably. Should you likewise have probably shown a trailer that you showed at Pokemon Direct? Yeah, probably. But I don't care that you didn't. It's fine.
Nah, I don't care either. And listen, guys, I'm a big fan of almost everything that they announced in this Nintendo one, and I know I bumped down the Xbox a full letter grade for not showing me anything with Hellblade. But my personal biases aside, this was just as good as Xbox, but not better. And I think they've done a great job. I think the Switch continues to prove that it's got great games on the system.
Yep.
We know that the virtual console that they have is only going to get expanded as time goes on. I mean, like we said, it is the best second console to have in your house.
And everyone does. It's the only system that has justified having a second console in the house.
Yeah.
And that's an impressive thing in 2021.
It really is.
And no, I'm not buying your little Game & Watch Zelda
one. Fuck no.
I already have those games on my Switch.
Yeah, so.
Bastards.
Anyway, that's going to be it. I know the episode is a little bit shorter than usual, but hey, we wanted to make sure that we put the bulk of what we all talk about in the show tomorrow, where we're going to be talking about our total impressions of E3, as well as we're going to go around the horn and share our favorite announcements from the whole kit and caboodle, starting from Summer Games Fest all the way through today. So for Chad Callahan and Callie Scales, I'm your host, Norris Howard, and we'll see you guys on stream tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.